Thank you, Dr. Irvin. If you're not a fan of purple, I'm really sorry. You get back-to-back doses. My name is Jake Rees. I'm the research technician and graduate research extension under Dr. Hoyle at K-State University. And we were looking at glyphosate application timings and how that's going to affect tall fescue conversion into Sharps Improved to buffalo grass. So the question is, why in the world would we want to do this? Well, tall fescue, or Chedorhinus arundinaceus, or whatever in the world people are calling it nowadays, and other C3, roughs, home lawns, they require greater inputs than warm season turf grasses. Fry et al. Found this in 2008 when they looked at zoysic grass versus cool season. So, coming off of this, going back to the drought monitor, we know, especially in Kansas, in the transition zone, even though the last year we've been coming out of drought a little bit, we have a lot of aquifer issues where water scarcity is still something on people's minds. The 90s boom of golf courses and cool season turf grass is starting to catch up to us, and we're having to look to other routes, and that's where that we believe buffalo grass can play a role in this. So buffalo grass is a warm season C4 turf grass, native to North America, very low maintenance, and excellent for drought tolerance. It can be used in home lawns, parks, cemeteries, roadsides, golf courses, you name it. It can do it. We saw that it can even take some traffic from Evan Alderman's research recently. But one of the issues with going to buffalo grass from tall fescue, whether it be in a home lawn or a golf course rough, is that buffalo grass is expensive. We're looking at about 4 times the expense of tall fescue seed. So for an end user, they really need to ensure that their establishment is going to be effective and efficient, that they get their bang for their buck while they're putting seed out there. So the cost savings really needs to come into shortening that downtime, shortening the time while you're killing off the tall fescue and seeding in the buffalo grass. So this is really what we wanted to look at, was shortening that dead time and being able to seed in with a standard glyphosate application. Some previous research that has kind of looked at similar stuff or kind of led us in this direction. Some research out in California looked at doing the same thing with tall fescue to other warm seasons with scalping, eradication with non-selective herbicides such as glyphosate, and then just planting into the existing turf stand. What they found was non-selective was really the recommended route. They had some success with the scalping and really weren't able to seed into the healthy existing turf. So we knew that glyphosate was kind of our route that we wanted to head. Previous research earlier in my master's that I had done, we had looked at cultural practices and found that slit seeding provided the best establishment into an existing necrotic tall fescue stand. And so we knew that we were going to slit seed into it for the best establishment. But currently there is limited data in this best management practice for buffalo grass conversion from tall fescue that really includes a post-seeding application. So this is seeding the buffalo grass in and coming in behind with glyphosate and spraying on top of it 2 days, days out after you've seeded the buffalo grass to kill out the tall fescue or to control weeds even. So for our research, we want to determine the optimal glyphosate timing for conversion from tall fescue rough or home lawns to buffalo grass. The research studies were initiated on June 8th of 2015 and exactly 1 year later of June 8th in 2016. Unfortunately, 2016, we had some issues with establishment and all that data got scrapped, so we're going to be going over 2015 this year and I'll be replicating this in the coming year. It was conducted at Rocky Ford Research Turf Grass Research Center in Manhattan, Kansas. Our soil is a Chase silty clay loam. We applied overhead irrigation Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at about 1/4 inch, trying to mimic what maybe a golf course might be limited to if they're sharing heads with a fairway and they're not wanting to put water down every single day. It was kept at a 6.35 centimeters, that's a mistype, mowing height, And we applied a starter fertilizer at 48.8 kilograms P2O5 per hectare. And then 6 weeks later, just to replicate what most homeowners, just as an application of nitrogen, we went out with a 2803 and applied at 48.8 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So our design was a randomized complete block design with a 5x5 factorial treatment structure with four replications. Our main effects were weeks before seeding, which would be kind of your standard recommendation with removing tall fescue, of just going out and spraying your glyphosate beforehand and watching it die, and then our days after seeding. On the weeks before seeding, we did 4, 3, 2, 1, and a non-treated for comparison. And then the days after seeding, we did a 0 days after seeding, and this is where we seeded and went directly over top with glyphosate, and then a 2 days after, a 4 day after, and then a week after, 7 days, and a non-treated for comparison. The glyphosate we applied at 2.2 AI per hectare with a CO2-powered boom sprayer and 803 nozzles at 407.5 liters per hectare at 241 kilopascals. Sharps Improved 2 was the buffalo grass seed that we used. Seeding occurred on July 7th, 2015, and these the seeds still had the husk. These were not deburred seeds. We applied at a half rate at two perpendicular directions for a total rate of 195 kilograms per hectare. And this is non-soaked seed. This is the kind of key, because a lot of recommendations come in and they tell you to soak the seed for 3 days, and then see the buffalo grass, and you'll get germination in about 24 to 48 hours at that point. But we're looking at maybe a larger scale operation where soaking isn't really an option, and people are going out and dry seeding, which makes the glyphosate over the top more of an option. So for data collection and analysis, we took percent visual buffalo grass cover, percent visual tall fescue cover, percent visual weed cover, and digital image analysis of green cover. For the sake of time today, we're just going to be looking at percent visual buffalo grass cover. And then the analysis of variance was done using ProcGlimix and SAS with an LSD value of p equals 0.05. So kind of setting this up initially with this ANOVA table, just showing you 42 days after initiation, kind of for reference, this is looking 2 weeks to 6 weeks after seeding. So this is essentially from when we've begun to see germination in the buffalo grass through greater establishment. And what we're going to look at, because of time restraints today, is really that day after seeding main effect, and really hammer down on what we were seeing as far as whether it impacted our germination on the backside. So from that, looking at this mean separation, just kind of setting up for you, on the left, we have our days after seeding. This is the 0, 2, 4, and 7. And then across the top, we again have the 42 days after initiation through 70 days after initiation. Once again, 2 weeks to 6 weeks after seeding. And really, the story that is told in this table is right here in the bottom, right here looking at 7 days after seeding. In the columns, any values that share the same letter indicate that they were not statistically significantly different. And you can see that 7 days after seeding on each date was lagging behind, while all three other timings after the seeding date of glyphosate applications were not statistically different. So this really begins to tell us, with further replication of this study, that glyphosate applications on tall fescue may be safe up to 4 days after a non-pre-soaked buffalo grass seeding to aid in conversion. This could be another tool in people's belt. But meanwhile, glyphosate treatment 7 day after seeding of that non-pre-soaked buffalo grass may lead to a reduced efficacy of establishment, as we saw a lag behind there at the 7 day after application for the main effect. For conclusions, a safe application timings of glyphosate may include timings after seeding as well as the recommended before seeding date. And this may have great implications for the fact that we can really tease out reducing our green cover window as far as reducing the amount that it is dead. And I think there's going to be a further story to tell in weed control if you're able to come in after you've seeded, if the grass maybe has been dead for a week or two. Future research, as I said, and replications with further statistical analysis will provide a clear recommendation for maximizing green cover period with this glyphosate timing. And I made sure to leave loads of time for questions. So, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, was there one cultivar in 12 Fescue? Because there was a lot of empty plots there. I was thinking that that was the year before, which it wasn't. Well, was it over an NTEP old trial or something? Was the 12 Fescue constant?
Oh, the 12 Fescue was a constant. It was a rebel mixture 12 Fescue that was previously established. It was very mature. It had been there for about 5 years. We used Sharps Improved 2 over the entire... over the entire study, just to maintain that congruency. Thank you. Yes?
Could you comment on the tolerance of buffalo grass to
glyphosate? He asked, could I comment on the tolerance of buffalo grass to glyphosate? From what I have seen in the field and read, buffalo grass is actually fairly tolerant of glyphosate at low rates. I know we have, at the farm, been trying to remove some this past year and had it come back on us in a very similar fashion to Bermuda grass. It just processed its way through it and didn't really translocate it very well. But from what I've seen, I think it would definitely take multiple applications. And even the 7 day after treatments, while they lagged behind, up until that 6 weeks after, if you look way down the line, they did catch up. It just took a lot of time. Yes?
So you only had like 50% cover at like, even on your best ones, at like 8 weeks out.
At six, yes.
Yeah. So would that be acceptable for a golf course? Would you be able to play?
Right, yeah. So the question was, at 6 weeks out, we were only, I think we were about 70% on our best coverage at that point. And is that acceptable for a golf course when you're trying to reduce that window? And for a high-end one, I don't know that it would be. I think that's why we're doing the research, to try to really shorten that window down and really hammer in on reducing that window. If a golf course can't go out and pre-soak all their seed to speed up that germination, I would say at that point, I would hope for to be fully to reach 90% at that 6 weeks if we could. But buffalo grass is a slower establisher for sure.
That's all the time we have for questions.
All right. Thank you.